This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In about an hour and a half, the official measure of America's jobs market will come out. If you aggregate the forecasts, the collective guess is the government will announce that payrolls are up by a good but not stellar 196,000 people, with a separate unemployment rate holding steady at 7%. We'll see. Earlier this week, there was a hint from an industry survey that in the private sector, construction jobs will be up for December. A sector where job creation has been lagging amid tight government budgets is the public sector. But economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says that might be changing.
Government employment is stabilizing in large part because state and local government employment is increasing. So in the next few months, I don't think government's going to be subtracting, at least on net, federal, state, and local from the top line employment numbers.
Now, we regularly check in with people at the sharp end of the labor market. Last summer, we met Lisa Darcy, who lives in Florida's Tampa Bay area. 5 months later, we still find her stuck juggling more than one job. She's also decided to make a risky trade-off when it comes to her hourly wage. Hello, Lisa.
Hello again, David.
So where are you working?
Well, I have two jobs currently. I'm working in the mall management office of a retail mall, and I also work in a very large theater complex in Tampa.
Theater like movies or
no, theater
drama?
Like live theater.
Live theater.
Mm-hmm.
So not a movie house. Now, this is your background, and you were working there when last we spoke, but you opted, what, to take a pay cut?
Yes, I actually had to make a strategic decision to switch departments. And in order to do so, I had to take an 18% hourly wage cut. And I did that for several reasons. One is that I get a lot more reliable hours and a more reliable schedule now than I did before. And the second reason is that I am learning software program that really is ubiquitous in the industry. And I find that it'll make me more, or I believe it will make me more marketable.
So it's an hourly pay cut, but when you add up the extra hours at the lower rate, do you still end up ahead?
I hope so. When the season is over, to look back and say that was a good choice.
How about your chances for being able to just work a single job and focus your energy? You're not close to that yet?
No, I don't find any hope of that right now. I know a few people who just got full-time jobs, and they're all so far below the pay rate of where I would need to be that I can't see myself doing that in Tampa Bay.
Now, the government says the job market is getting better in America. You feeling that down there as you talk to people, as you meet with your friends?
I think it's a relative term. I was actually listening to some hopeful signs the other day, and I found myself getting very excited about the idea, but I'm not necessarily seeing it on the ground here. It was a bad retail season at the mall that I work at, I know, and the discussions were that it was pretty much company-wide, that people struggled this season, and I think that's going to continue for a little while longer.
Lisa Darcy is, well, let's not say your age. You're not as old as the President of the United States by several years.
Is
that okay? Can I say that?
I like
that. All right. Lisa Darcy lives in Tampa Bay, Florida. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.